amazing. I don't know. I never get tired of this. I always find it quite incredible that so many people come together to practice. There's 40 or so of us here, at least, with the people over here as well. So it's inspiring to know that so many good people come together to develop thoughts, intentions, and emotions of loving kindness. And you keep coming, even if it's your first time, hopefully you will keep coming, because it's that continued and consistent practice over time that really starts to change the heart. And it also changes our thinking patterns. So yesterday we had a sutta discussion, and in that sutta discussion we talked about the process of basically craving, but going through proliferation. So how the senses meet their objects in the sense world. So we have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. And that comes into contact with the various objects of those senses. So sight, sound, smells, taste, touches, and thinking as well, thoughts that can come through the mind and all kinds of mental states. And the coming together of that and the consciousness related to each sense organ, so eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind consciousness, is known as contact. When there's contact, there's feeling. Feeling arises. And at that level of feeling, we perceive and then we tend to react. And the reaction in this particular sutta, it was the honey ball sutta, it talks about the reaction as thinking. And from thinking, we tend to proliferate. And that proliferation gets us into all kinds of troubles. We come to particular notions, particular views about the world, about other people, about the kind of experiences we enjoy and don't enjoy and want to get more of or want to push away. And this whole thing becomes a big, complicated mess. And somebody asked me in quite a good question in that discussion, that isn't thinking about loving kindness a kind of proliferation? And I said, no, it's quite a different thing. Proliferation is usually something that's not so wholesome and that leads towards complexity, diversity, a lot of judgment, actually. Whereas bringing the mind to one place using a particular theme, such as loving kindness or compassion or reflections on the Buddha, reflections on our own goodness, generosity, these kind of things the Buddha called anusatis, which basically means a type of mindfulness that goes along with a wholesome object. And this kind of positive thinking or wholesome thinking actually quietens the mind. It leads to a change in our thought process, but it also leads to the mind becoming one-pointed, not on the words, but on the meaning of those words. And so we begin with a kind of directed thought process, a very simple thought, such as, may I be happy, or may I be healthy, may I be content, may I be at ease. Whatever thought for you kind of captures a wish, a benevolent wish of well-being for yourself or another person. So a simple thought, and then we continue with that thought in our own mind at the mental level, and that starts to purify the thinking process. So the Buddha said it's impossible to have a thought of ill will simultaneously with a thought of loving kindness. So even if this is all we do in our practice, we're already achieving a lot. But what starts to happen when we pause between each thought is that a feeling associated with that thought, a feeling of benevolence, warmth, softness, acceptance, ease, maybe even joy starts to arise. And that feeling is the quality of loving kindness. And so that quality starts to increase, the feeling, the emotion starts to grow. And we can use the thinking less and less, or the thoughts can continue to be a kind of guide, a kind of anchor for the mind. And the feeling will grow anyway. So this is roughly, in brief, the process of loving kindness practice. And today I wanted to kind of go back to the basics, in a sense, and start with ourselves, mainly because we're suffering, you know. Anyone here not suffering? Okay, no one in my room, not even me. Am I supposed to not suffer? Because I'm wearing robes, still a human being, so still subject to suffering. So I didn't see any hands go up that you're not suffering. That's probably why you're here. And you're wise in that you know that you're in that realm of suffering, because there are people who say, no, I don't suffer. Everything goes my way. I make sure of it, blah, blah. But that is delusion, actually, because, you know, the body is decaying. Things don't go according to our wishes. And unless you're fully enlightened, free from greed, hate, and delusion, you are subject to suffering. So I thought we'd begin with ourselves today, and we'll see where the practice leads. So for those who are new, I know some of the people in Lithuania are here, new meditators, courtesy of Elvira. So thank you so much for enabling people to learn the Dhamma here, and other people in the room as well who are new. So please take your time and relax, and know that this is not something you need to perform at. It's not something you can do wrong or right, but it's just a gift to yourself, to give yourself space to really check in with yourself and align your intentions with your best wishes for yourself. So, and don't think you don't have self-metta, you have it, that's why you're here, because you're trying to do something good for yourself. Okay, so please take time, finish any drinks, adjust your posture, clear your throat if you're speaking. And find the most comfortable position that you possibly can. Have a stretch if you need to, if you're feeling stiff. Take the support of a chair if your legs are a little unused to sitting on the floor. You can lean back too, if that's best for you right now. Otherwise, the general principle is to be somewhat steady in your posture. Feel the support of the ground or the chair. Plant your feet firmly on the floor, and also establish a sense of awakeness, wakefulness, which can be established through the posture by being a little bit upright, if that's possible for you. Maybe establishing a sense of space, giving your shoulders and arms enough space to really relax. So you're at once connected with the ground and also the space around you. And you inhabit that space, feeling welcome by the space. The space in your home and the space that we share. And just gently allowing your awareness to come in contact with your body. Sometimes, rather than being the active meditator, I like to think of awareness like the light and warmth of the sun. The light of the sun is like our mindfulness, and the warmth is the kindness that goes along with that light. And for now, let's just imagine receiving the light and the warmth. Just as though we are basking in the golden, gentle rays of sunshine. Maybe you really are, if you're in Cyprus or Mauritius. If you're in grey, you can just imagine you're on a beach or in a rose garden maybe, and you're just bathing in sunshine, and that sunshine is spreading from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. helping you sense, feel, receive all the different sensations in your body, the different physical bodily feelings that are happening now. And imbuing a sense of kindness towards them. Allowing your body and the feelings within your body to relax. And see if you can enjoy this process of just receiving kindness, receiving attention. Especially perhaps to any parts of your body that you tend to ignore. Maybe you have some sense of judgment towards your body or parts of your body. Maybe there is some sickness or some discomfort in your body that you try to push away or feel afraid of, perhaps. See if you can gently imagine those rays of sunshine just hovering around that area. Soothing and calming it down. Extending a sense of friendship and warmth. Perhaps even noticing the sensations change. Just relaxing. Feeling held. And now in the same way that you're being bathed by the sunshine, imagine you being regarded with loving, kindly, non-judgmental eyes. Perhaps the eyes of a Buddha or a wise, compassionate being, real or imaginary. Someone who personifies compassion, loving kindness to you. Imagine them regarding you with unconditional, warm regard. Perhaps like the eyes of a very loving caregiver or teacher who has only your best wishes at heart. Maybe it's a religious being, religious figure or deity. Or maybe an aspect of nature like the beautiful golden sun. How does it feel to be regarded in this way without a trace of judgment, but with a sense that this being truly understands? and wishes you nothing but freedom and peace. Just receiving their incredible, benevolent, unconditional love. Without having to deserve it, to maintain it, to keep them near, it's just available to you and to all of us right now. Allow yourself to be held. Noticing any feelings of resistance, just letting them be. And inviting yourself to relax. Whatever you feel is okay. There's no judgment, only goodwill. Imagine that goodwill spreading through your whole body to every little part of your body. Each fingertip, each toe, and every corner of your emotional and mental world. And just notice how you're feeling right now. And see if a sense of benevolence can arise towards yourself. Connecting with your deepest wish for yourself. Maybe a simple wish such as, "May I be free. May I be content." May I be at peace. If there's a particular phrase you tend to use, you can continue with that, or you can experiment with two or three phrases, or maybe just keep it simple. And choose one. And staying close to yourself, connected to your feelings, especially any feelings of ease, perhaps around the chest or in any other part of your body, wherever it's easy to allow your awareness to dwell. Just gently start blessing yourself with these well wishes of loving kindness. Calmly, clearly, rhythmically. Always connected to the meaning of these words. As though each and every phrase is a very precious gift. A powerful, wholesome intention planted deep inside the heart. Listen to that space between each phrase. Allow the mind to be still, quiet, receptive. And allow the heart to respond before planting the next phrase in the depth of the heart. May I be content. May I be at peace. Finding your own speed and pace. If your mind is very active, you may wish to repeat the phrases close together, just pausing for a couple of seconds. If you're more peaceful already, mind is quiet, then maybe just planting those seeds. Occasionally, with maybe half a minute in between. Just find your own rhythm and allow it to develop naturally. Enjoying the process without expecting any particular result. Allowing your mind to be receptive to any pleasant feelings that arise. To trust those feelings and stay close to them. Enjoying the process. And please be very gentle with yourself. We're not trying to force our minds to experience loving kindness. We're just gently directing our mind, inclining our mind in the direction of more well-being and ease. Regarding ourselves with benevolence, with kindly eyes. And if at any time it feels too forceful or maybe difficult emotions are arising, you can see if you can continue going. Just gently but firmly continuing to direct the mind, or whether you wish to rest back in that sense of unconditional warm regard from whoever you chose as your embodiment of loving kindness and compassion, or just basking once again in the warmth and light of the sun, relaxing any effort at all, including the whole of your emotional world. And now very gently we're going to sense any feelings in the body related to that loving kindness, or maybe just the wish, the intention in your heart, and allow that to start spreading from your heart, from your body, into the atmosphere around you and into this shared meditation space. So anyone who is in the room with you here at the monastery or in Vilnius, and to everyone on this Zoom, in this virtual room, imagine your body emanating rays of loving kindness, just like that beautiful golden sunshine. Or maybe you can feel tingling sensations, pleasant sensations. You can imagine them rippling out. Energy filling the space and spreading to each and every one of us here, equally, unconditionally, saturating us all with goodwill. Carrying wishes of loving kindness, you can continue the phrases if you wish. If it helps to direct your mind, and just imagine everyone here, relaxed and at ease. Healthy, happy, fully content. And just imagining our combined metta, the power of our shared loving kindness starting to spread even further beyond the people we are currently with, in every direction. Collectively sharing our loving kindness to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, to all living beings, slowly spreading further and further outward, in every direction, above and below, to all beings, even beings we may not know are there. Small insects, house spiders, the worms in the soil, birds in the sky, little tadpoles and big beings, big animals. As well as all kinds of human beings. Allow your metta to spread, our metta, to spill out into this world, reaching those places that need it the most. Places going through genocide, military violence and oppression. Places where there's famine. Places where there's war. and places which are stable for now, where people are relatively, mostly relatively well provided for. Yet all beings have their suffering, have their joy. May all beings be truly happy. May all beings be safe and at peace. Allowing this loving kindness to spread even to the perpetrators of harm, the people who have lost their way, lost their connection with loving kindness. And to those who are suffering as a result. Imagine our loving kindness for a moment bringing peace to all beings throughout the world. Continue to allow this loving kindness to spread even beyond our own planet Earth into the universe, where there may be other life forms, other beings experiencing happiness and pain. Outwards and unbounded in every direction, even beyond the concept of beings, until nothing but love remains. And just rest there for a while, with the mind exalted, boundless and wide. And slowly bringing the loving kindness, the energy of loving kindness back into this Zoom room. And imagine leaving the warmth outside in the universe. Just bringing back the peace, the quiet, into this room and into yourself, into your own body and mind. Your own body and mind, where so many beings dwell. The parts of you that are happy and well, that are struggling, that are kind and sometimes cruel. The thoughts that are skillful and sometimes less so. All these beings live inside each one of us. See if you can spread loving kindness once again throughout your body and mind, to every part of yourself, without judgment, with goodwill, forgiving yourself completely for any shortcomings you may perceive. And also acknowledging the goodness inside, encouraging it to grow. May I be happy. May I be free. May I be safe. May I be at peace. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe bhuta, sabbe pugala, sabbe bawa pariyapana sabba indiyo sabbe purisa sabbe ariya sabbe anariya sabbe deva, sabbe munisa, sabbe vinipatika, avera hontu. Abhya bhaja hontu aniga hontu sukhiyatanam pariharantu dukkhamurjantu Yadalada sampatito mavigajantu kamasaka. Sadhu. Very good. Just allowing that metta to stay inside, not to allow it to fade so quickly, but to keep close to the feelings of loving kindness. And if you wish, you may share any feedback or comments or questions or anything you wish. So So if you have anything you wish to share, you can put your virtual hand up or type a comment in the chat. Yeah, including those in the group. Delvira. Okay, so I'm going to Regan. Whoops, did you get a message to unmute?
I'm really struggling in terms of sending messages to people at the moment.
You mean you feel resentment towards sending it to others or just to Meta in general?
Just sending it to others.
Yeah, so then don't. That's it. Then don't. The mind isn't ready. The mind needs your love for yourself right now. So I think just really respecting our mind, our mental capacity, emotional capacity, and also taking that as a sign, taking that as information for where that metta's needed most. So if you feel that developing loving kindness for yourself is what's needed right now, do that. If you feel that receiving loving kindness for yourself is the best thing for you right now, then see if you can open up to the possibility of that. These are just suggestions and kind of sessions in which we try to, you know, include a bit of a variety, basically, for everyone's sake. You know, for some people it's easier to spread it than to receive it or to generate it for ourselves. So it's just a suggestion. But with any of these so-called instructions, it's really just to open us up to possibilities rather than to be prescriptive about it. So, yeah, so just stay close to yourself. If you're struggling, it's not the time. And it may not even be the time for formal metta practice. Maybe compassion, maybe changing the phrases to something more akin to coming out of suffering would be helpful for you. So instead of may I be happy, may I hold this suffering in kindness, or may I be free from pain. See what works for you and always make it personal, yeah, and adaptive to the situation. So thanks for that question. Yeah, we should never feel we're not, you know, capable or we're doing something wrong or, you know, we need to be somewhere we're not. The mind is a very delicate thing that we have to learn to respect and really work with in a gentle way. Yeah. Okay. Some other comments. Lots of comments. The potential for freedom, excellent. Grateful, much more peaceful. With more precision now, I think. Feeling happy, joyful, and easy, I sense the word. Excellent. So you really got in touch with those feelings and are able to express them. That's lovely. Thanks very much. Feel much calmer. I found it interesting that I found metta pervading emptiness and space. And then there was a sense of non-self. Excellent. That is one of the possibilities of loving kindness practice, that it can actually go beyond the self and other into that sense of expansiveness or emptiness, if you wish to call it that. So wonderful. It softens the sense of self by dissolving boundaries between ourselves and others, first of all. You know, and sometimes that's done by including all kinds of beings. You know, sometimes we go through the different categories of being and try to soften any aversion we might have towards people who've hurt us or people who are harming others. And eventually, yeah, to go beyond the sense of self and other completely into a sense of metta, just love. That was challenging today, so may I be free even for a millisecond. Beautiful, yeah. Sometimes freedom is just accepting where we're at, right? That's a kind of freedom. May I be free to just accept that this is challenging and that I'm struggling for some reason today, or that the heart is not so expansive. If we can accept that, it ceases to be such a problem. Yeah. And in that acceptance is also some love. Thank you. I needed this. Blessings to everyone. Thank you for a lovely start to the weekend. Deeply grateful for the meditation and everything that is there. Thanks for answering your question. Excellent. I'm glad that helps. Wow, lots more comments coming in. That was lovely. more welcoming and kinder towards my tired body and mind. Thanks for the much needed meditation, noticing the duality of connectedness together with individual processes inside and outside. Yeah. Feeling so much gratitude for sharing Buddha's skillful techniques to alleviate suffering. Thanks to all at Anukampa Grove. Yeah, and thanks to all who are not at Anukampa Grove and who are supporting what we do through practice, through volunteering, through all sorts of ways, offering food, offering service, just offering your presence and your practice. Feeling very connected. I just want to include everyone's comment and thankful to you and the Sangha, and a loving wish to be with you again in person soon. Yeah, super. There's a little message from Jeff and Inna to say how you can stay connected and support us. In case anyone's here for the first time, I would like to share that we're going to be having probably an online retreat with myself in March, on the 7th and 8th of March, the weekend of the 7th and 8th of March. It'll take a bit longer to get the newsletter out, but I'm giving you a heads up in case you want to write that down and make yourself free for that. So an online retreat on the 7th and 8th of March. I thought about doing something like, what did I say? I don't know, something around happiness anyway. I mean, that's what the Dhamma's about. And freedom from suffering equals happiness. And then we also have a Vaisak day in person in Oxford on the 30th of May, for anyone who can be there for that. We might have an opportunity to join by Zoom. I'm not quite sure. It depends on our volunteers. We need volunteers, right, to make that happen. Volunteers in person at the event. What else? Nice. Ajahn Brahmani's coming in June. Put that in your diary. 13th to the 20th, there'll be a retreat. That will also be announced in the next newsletter. We're hoping to have a retreat with Ajahn Brahmani in November as well. So it's a good year. Lots of exciting things happening, but obviously a lot of work to organise all that, which I'm doing with Samaneo Pachala and our volunteer Annie. So it's only a small team and we do a lot of events. So please, keep those dates in mind and give us some time to get it all out there to you. And of course, the usual regular program will be here. We have a Wednesday evening chanting with, it's just half an hour on a Wednesday evening. But even that is uplifting for pretty much everyone who comes. And then we have Friday Sutta discussions most weeks. And these metta sessions are every couple of weeks usually. So that's all I want to say. And yes, there's supposed to be a global Buddhist conference in Warsaw this year. I'm supposed to be coming. You're quite correct. I haven't got the final details of it, but I should be there. Ajahn Brahm should be there. I think Ajahn Brahmali should be there. Maybe Venerable Vimala will be there, and Venerable Karunika as well from Perth. So a lot of bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, mainly trained in a similar way. So it should be amazing. It's just a couple of days, but it'll be before Ajahn Brahm comes back to England with me to teach a retreat over here. So Poland and then back over here, hopefully for an Ajahn Brahm retreat. Okay. Yes, this is a question that is beyond the scope of this session, Joseph. I actually have a sutta discussion on that. Yes, the goldsmith. So if you want to look in our back catalogue for the discussion on the goldsmith, it should be there. And if you pop that question in a bit earlier in one of these sessions, I'll do my best to answer it. Okay, so it is the end now. So we'll wave goodbye. So if you can unmute yourself, we can hear your lovely voices.